A Medicaid program in Indiana called Attendant Care has been a lifeline for families with disabled members. The program provides funds for parents and spouses caring for their loved ones who often need hospital-level, around-the-clock care. But the state Medicaid agency is proposing big cuts to it. They say the program utilization has ballooned in recent months. The changes would save the state Medicaid tens of millions of dollars. But Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports the real-life consequences on some families can be devastating.
Jennifer DeWitt helps her son, Jackson, secure the seatbelts in his wheelchair.
You want to go for a ride, bud? Yes. Okay, let's get ready to go for a ride.
Like any teen, Jackson can be a bit rebellious.
He is a little Houdini. He likes to take seatbelts off. When he was riding the bus, he got in trouble because on one ride home, he unbuckled his seatbelt 7 times.
DeWitt has 3 kids. So the twins have cerebral palsy. Jackson's is the most severe. He's considered blind, unable to eat by mouth, has severe scoliosis, respiratory issues, and daily seizures due to a severe kind of epilepsy.
You're always in a high-stress situation because it's always life or death. Like, you're always on the alert for when is the next seizure coming? If I feed him this, is he going to choke on it? The number of things that I have to track and I have to have in my brain on an ongoing basis would blow people's minds.
Jackson is on the aged and disabled waiver. He is one of roughly 20,000 people in Indiana who receive funds through a state Medicaid program called Attendant Care. It pays spouses and parents to provide hospital-level care for their disabled family members. DeWitt's son needs around-the-clock care, which makes it hard to find full-time employment. She says there are great home health workers out there, but they're in short supply. Families like hers struggle to find one to do the job.
I think almost every special needs family that I am connected to has a horror story of a nurse neglecting or overdosing or abusing, or all of us have stories of nurses just not showing up.
The Attendant Care program has been a lifeline, she says. Families are paid roughly $13 to $15 an hour. It's not much, but it helps them survive. It allowed the DeWitts to move into a new, more accessible home where Jennifer could monitor her son and make sure he doesn't pull off machines that help him breathe.
Prior to living in this home a week ago, I was actually sleeping on the floor in his bedroom to make sure that I could hear him. So it's really a 24/7 job.
Now the DeWitts feel blindsided. Indiana officials are proposing to cut payments to parents. They say it's necessary to plug an unexpected budget shortfall of $1 billion. But just a few months ago, the state said that program wouldn't change.
I would have never made the choice to move if I would have known that I was going to lose the biggest portion of my income.
The Family and Social Services Administration would send money to an agency. Then the agency would continue to pay the same amount to a registered care provider, but not parents. Here's the problem. There aren't enough providers to fill those spots. The FSSA also says families who can't find a provider can transition to another model called structured family caregiving. They would care for their loved one with less than half the pay. Elizabeth Edwards is a senior attorney with the National Health Law Program. She's concerned.
If the state is saying that they are going to save money by not allowing families to be paid caregivers, that indicates to me at least an assumption that they don't think the individuals will get that service without the family being paid.
Parents could end up in a real financial bind. Kate Barrow is the executive director of the Indiana Governor's Council for People with Disabilities. She says some may have to make tough decisions, like sending their children to a nursing home or...
I've heard of families that are considering signing over their parental rights for their children in order to remain the caregiver.
Advocates and some state officials urge the FSSA to not move forward with the changes. Some are calling for an independent audit of the department to ensure more accountability and transparency. If FFSA decides to move forward with the proposal, the changes would take effect in July. Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFII in Indianapolis.